by, joined now by the host of the Giants postgame show, and that is Sinker, Slider, Bone Chip, as Ron Wotus likes to call him, Bill Lasky. Bill, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Marty. It's a beautiful day again. Nice and hot in San Francisco, huh?
Boy, it sure is, and you know what that means. The ball is going to fly, and we did see it last night, and the bullpen helped last night. Hunter Pence knocked one into the new bullpen.
Yeah, I saw that, and I tell you what, Longoria just hit the ball really well yesterday. I thought every one of his bats were solid. Just a weird game, just a weird finish. The ninth inning was just a head-scratcher, and you know, as you always say, another day, the sun's up, another game ahead. So let's see what kind of positivity they can change today.
You know, last Sunday, and I listened to a lot of the postgame show, and it was your first one where the fans really got into it and sort of criticized Gabe Kapler and for taking Gausman out. We get Gausman today, so I bring it up again. 99 miles an hour, and next thing you knew, Kapler came to get him in an inning where it looked like he didn't need any help. You got a lot of play on the postgame show. What was your take on last Sunday?
I think a lot of it was extending him a little bit, but you know, I brought up the point of a manager to go out and talk to the pitcher. We talk about a lot of great managers to go out there and you look at the pitcher's eyes, and if he's, you know, is he tired? Is he gassed? Is he excited to go? And right then and there, Gausman wanted to pitch. He didn't want to give him up that ball, but he made the move so quickly coming out of the dugout that he didn't even give him a chance to talk. And at that time, if he's ready to go, then you say, okay, Justin Turner's up. He popped up to the catcher. You struck him out. What's the game plan now? And that's what he didn't do. And that's what I think a lot of the fans, as well as myself, my opinion was exactly like that. I thought he should have at least talked to him. And, you know, the other thing the fans brought up, is he watching the game or is it all analytics? Mm-hmm. Because if he was watching the game, Marty, you and I both said he's thrown in his mid-90s and he's still in the seventh inning and he only gave up his third hit right at that time. So I think a lot of fans were puzzled, and I kind of fueled it a little bit by my opinion was exactly what I felt. And I thought he should have kept him in at least for one more hitter because it was still a 2-0 game.
Well, I agree with you. And we see Gausman again today. And the thing about Kapler, he is scripted. There's no doubt about it. But maybe he can learn from this. There is a learning curve he's going through with the pitchers. I always say he's an outfielder learning how to pitch.
Yeah, and he does have problems. There's no doubt about it. And I don't think he's getting much help from Bailey and some of the other people on the bench about the decisions about pitching. And maybe that's what he needs some help there, because I don't think he's managing the bullpen well. I think he's using Rogers too much in a series because he's a trick pitcher from underneath. I think he can only be used maybe one inning. I think when he tries to push him more than one inning, that's when a lot of the trouble happens. He has no, you know, Anderson down there, Sean Anderson. Is he a short man? Is he a middle man? Is he a long man? I think he's got enough stuff to kind of be that bridge guy, but he hasn't been used in that point. And I think the definition of the bullpen is everybody's not knowing what role they really have. Watson, of course. But, of course, last night with Gott in that scenario, I thought Gott was out of his rhythm as soon as he hit Chris Davis. And right then and there, it just showed me he's got to get him out of there. And he didn't do that. And that was the one thing that he was throwing. He wasn't pitching yesterday. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the decisions that I heard through, you know, post-game remarks were, you know, well, he's my closer. He needs to pitch in that scenario. And, Marty, we've been around baseball too long. A lot of times closers can't come in games of that space and just close three outs. It's difficult for them. It's not an easy inning sometimes for them. And when the misplay was at first base, when it was first and second, I thought the tension and the pressure went to him a little harder and more drastic because he started to overthrow. And when you start overthrowing, you don't pitch. You try to use speed, and he overthrows that breaking ball way too much. Piscotty got a nice one right down the middle. He didn't miss it. But these are things that he's got to learn, and we go back to Philadelphia days. He had problems managing the bullpen, and I really think he's having problems again this year.
Well, interesting. Very good analysis by Bill. It'll be fun to listen to you tonight and, of course, tomorrow on the post game. You know, you look at Rodgers. Rodgers, to me, is a guy they love. He's got the trick pitch. You can't overuse him. I would use him to get the save in the sixth inning or the seventh inning and not mm-hmm. put him in later on because he is hittable. And he was lucky mm-hmm. in a way to get out of that ninth inning last night.
He sure was. He doesn't overpower you. And if he gets the ball down, it works. But as you know, once he gets the ball elevated, 84, 86 can be easily hit. He made some nice pitches yesterday to get out of that inning, but he also could have given up some runs, too. I just don't like him being, like I said, overused. I think he's a one-inning guy, and that's it, or a couple hitters, you know, three hitters if he comes in a scenario like that. But to try to use him two innings and then try to use him again the next day, it's the hitters can pick that up. Hitters know that. And the more he's being looked at each time he goes out there, the scouting report, he's not going to overthrow the ball to you. He's not going to punch you out on a 90-plus. So I think some of the things that he has to gauge is what's down in that bullpen that he can change, what's down in that bullpen he can maneuver in different times. But I agree with you. I think Tyler Rogers could be easily in that sixth or seventh inning to calm the waters to get to the hard mm-hmm. throwers.
Yeah, Chad Bradford. I saw the A's do it with him. Looking at a little bit of Sandoval, and I realize it was his birthday this week in Houston, and they punched him out. They punched him out last night. Hit the ball hard his last time. A base hit could have won the game for the Giants at that point. But what do you see in Sandoval? And, Bill, it's a tough pill to swallow because he's a fan favorite. But tell me what you see as a pitcher looking at a hitter right now.
Yeah, I like his aggressiveness, no doubt. But he's just not getting around on a lot of those high pitches. They're starting to pitch him more elevated fastballs. You see that a lot. The A's did that a lot yesterday to him. And that is his weakness. He can't handle that pitch waist high and up. He likes the ball down. We've seen that for so many years, how successful he's been with the low pitch. But he's not driving the ball. He has no extra base hits, zero. Crawford has no extra base hits, zero. And Brandon Belt, these three guys have really been struggling this whole, you know, 21 games they played. And you saw where Crawford wants to play all the time. He feels he can get his swing back. Different times, different game, different changes in these guys' approaches, different stances. They just can't, you know, do it. They're not consistent enough to be in there every day. And I think that's what you're seeing now out of Pablo. He just can't get around to the ball. We see Hunter Pence, a couple home runs, but his batting average is still under 150. These older guys just are not performing like we know they could years ago. And I don't know how much more of a rope you can give them before you turn it over to the young players.
Mm. Well, 8-13, it's a crazy season. Another 10 games, 15 games probably will determine the season. But they've got an uphill climb here. On the other hand, Cueto, another great game for him last night, a low-hit game in charge. Bill, if you're a scout from another team, and I realize there's a lot of baggage that goes with this, taking a player, putting him on a new team, quarantining, COVID, and everything else that goes with it, but are you a fan, if you're a scout of Cueto right now, if you're a New York Yankee or one of those teams that will be in the playoffs, are you looking at Cueto?
I think he's one of them. I really do. I really like Gausman. Kevin Gausman really opened my eyes up this last time, throwing as hard as he can. Today, he's really dominated the Oakland A's. The numbers are really on his side. But I'm a Johnny Cueto fan. I think his elbow's fine. I think he's throwing with good cause. He's 92-93 yesterday, keeping the ball down. We always like how he changes speeds, changes velocity, changes his motion. The money, of course, is a big dollar amount. He's got one more year plus an option. Our team's wanting to throw that kind of cash into a rental player for another year. I don't know, but I tell you what, there's a lot of teams that need starting pitching. Atlanta Braves are hurting. Oakland A's could use them. There are some teams that are in the hunt that need a starting pitcher. It all depends on what they want to give up, and a lot of these teams don't want to give up top prospects. Marty, you know that because mm-hmm. look at what they have. They have a handful of prospects, and most of them have used a lot of these young guys. So what are you going to get out for him? What is Farhan going to try to do if he does make a trade? And I still think the money aspect's going to hold him here.
Okay. All right. Good look at that. Looking at the rest of the team right now, you got Gausman today against Minaya. Minaya, Bill, and I always look forward to your scouting report. Minaya has been whacked around pretty good this year, has pitched a no-hitter in the past. He's got good numbers against the Giants. But, boy, the numbers for this year for him are all over the place. What's his problem?
Well, I tell you what, he's getting deep in counts, and he doesn't have that high velocity anymore. He reminds me of Samardzija so much because he gets one good inning, and then the next inning he's in trouble, and he's elevating the baseball. Giving up home runs his last couple times out. The Angels really just beat him up bad. He only went 2 2/3, gave up 7 hits, 3 walks. He struggled every inning. The game before that against Texas, 3 1/3, 6 hits. You know, so I just think they just need to wait on him. Wait, you know, hold on, get some long at-bats against him. And as you said earlier, it's a 4 o'clock game. These balls are going to be flying out of that ballpark. So you know guys are going to try to elevate, try to get the ball up. I think he's a guy that they could rattle early in the game because any pitcher that, you know, has trouble, and I mean literally you could go 4 starts all the way back. And every game he's been in trouble with 5, 6, 7 hits. So if I'm the Giants, I'm waiting, letting him throw more pitches, holding on to look for a good pitch, and try to elevate with him because the home run ball is definitely leaving. You know, when you're looking at 15 innings only pitched this year, he's given up 24 hits already. So I look at it just like what you said, Marty, earlier with Minaya. He's a guy that you can jump early on, and once you jump early, the mindset starts thinking about all those last starts where he's troubled. So I think you can score a lot of runs off Minaya. And going on the other side with Kevin Gausman, like I said, he has really pitched well against the Oakland A's. The players that have played against him, they're batting an 086 as a team against him. Chris Davis, 1-for-7. Grossman, 2-for-5. Simeon, 1-for-7. Everybody else hasn't hit him. So I'm looking for him to have a good outing today. Again, he has been throwing the best, I think, of all starters.
Yeah, 3-for-34. I saw that stat against him. Hey, what do you think of Lizardo last night? Very heralded, and I know they pushed him up. That's always a little unsettling for a pitcher to think you're going to go Saturday, and they say, no, we need you tomorrow. But what do you think of Lizardo?
Well, you know, I got to watch him last year in Sacramento because he pitched for Vegas, and he just overpowered Triple-A hitters. Yesterday, I didn't think his velocity was that good. I thought he threw a lot harder last year. Now, last night, one of the worst games I think he's had in the big leagues. He really has pitched well. His last game against Houston, 5 2/3, only gave up a home run. I wasn't impressed. The breaking ball wasn't there. And the Giants really mounted attacks on him early. This is one of those games. A young kid, you know, 22 years old, you're going to have some of these hiccups, like Bruce Bochy used to say. And I think that's one of the games he's going to learn from. He found out he was pitching at 10 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes the routine is different when, you know, when you're waiting to pitch. He was supposed to pitch today, so he might have done different, you know, things, steps up to that start. Now all of a sudden you're pitching today, and now the heartbeat starts thinking and the mind starts going. And that might have upset his rhythm. We don't know, but I think he's going to be a superstar in this league. And he's got a lot of upside on him.
Yep, a lot to learn. I felt, as you did last night, not his A game last night. That's the way I felt. I know we don't have you tomorrow. I know you got the post game tonight and an early day tomorrow as well. But Logan Webb tomorrow, he was the victim of the bad defense in Houston, the Solano game, I call it that one. Still fastball changeup, and he's still growing. I would expect Webb maybe 5 good innings tomorrow.
I'd love to see Webb go another 5. I think he's one of those guys you got to keep your eye on. The only thing I just disagreed in his last start, throwing like 30 or 35 pitches in one inning, and then they pushed him back out there. You know, this guy that had Tommy John a couple of years ago, that's the guy I would put a Band-Aid on to watch pitches per innings, you know, and watch how much his velocity is staying at the same. You know, we watched him a couple times, Colorado, and Texas. I thought he threw real well by coming out and challenging guys with that 96, 97 and a changeup. I would like to see him do a little bit more of that and elevate. I think you can elevate the fastball against the A's because they all have that downward swing trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark. You know, this team by himself, the Oakland A's, they can hit. They have power. Their batting average is down. When you look at a team batting average, 28 home runs, their team batting average is only 216. So that tells me a lot when a team's got 26, 28 doubles. Like I said, 28 home runs. They're trying to elevate everything. And you know that as well as I do, Marty, that these guys do swing for the fence. Mm-hmm. So I would look a little bit more off speed when you get ahead of hitters, but go after them the first couple pitches with your 96, 98. And I'm hoping to see a good defensive game. This team needs to step up on their defense.
Boy, you know, Bill, they ought to have you in the pitching meetings. I'm serious. You really, well, honestly, your game is really sharpened up and coming up with a real good
Marty,
game plan.
I watch, you know, you and I watch this all the time. You and I evaluate, and I love watching pitching, and I love to evaluate how to go after hitters. And I'm going to go back to that ninth inning yesterday, and Gotchen pitch. He threw, and he just didn't have the strike zone. He wasn't pitching. And when I see that, when you're just overthrowing like he does, you're going to make mistakes. And he made mistakes. And the thing that happened to him, it just overwhelmed him on the play at first base. And it just overwhelmed him where he couldn't come back and throw good pitches. And that's when he hit Chris Davis, the first thing I'd have done is take him out of the game. Mm. He was lost at that time. Mm. And that was the at-bat that showed me his mental side of the game was shook up. And you can't pitch like that. You have to have a positive mental approach. He's shown us that. He's got four saves, five saves. But when he got rattled, he got rattled. And right then and there, I would have either gone out and talked to him, and they don't do that enough. And I think they need to do that more. Calm the waters. Calm the waters. And fire up your pitcher. Go get him. Go get him. You saw Kapler do that a little bit in Houston. He did that with Rodriguez, where he went out there and talked to him. Smacked him on the rear end, go get him. That's what you need from some of these young pitchers. And you need that confidence coming out of your manager to do that. And I'm hoping that that'll happen sooner than later.
Well said. All right, Gausman, today, upper-level fastball. Get the ball up in the strike zone. Get it up to 97, 98. And then put him away with the changeup. I like the plan. I'll go for that.
Yeah, and just literally try to get inside. I think you're not pitching enough inside to these A's. I think you're getting the ball out a little bit too much. I always say you got to pitch inside to be effective in the big leagues, and I would like to see a little bit more fastballs in on their hands and stay in. I saw a lot of that on Gausman his last game. He pitched inside a lot. I love watching a guy that throws 96, 97 get inside because you can sure do a lot more to hitters that way. So another day today, an exciting game, looking for another a good game, a positive, so we can have another positive post game. But Marty, it's always great talking to you, my friend. Have a great pregame today, and I know you and I will be watching the pitching matchups today. It should be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good night. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Bill Lasky on our post-game show tonight. He does a great job, really great breakdown. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.